The Signature Homes and City to Surf Solar fifth quarter.
MCG on a Thursday night to restart the season, and we're sort of a bit dumbfounded. 5-6-36 apiece.
It's been an odd year.
We wouldn't have had too many lower scoring draws over the journey. I'd like Bucky maybe to check that to see in terms of draws.
Surely you remember, Kingy. That's your thing.
1936.
That's why we pay you the big bucks, Bucky.
Giggs has already tweeted there was one in 1901 between Fitzroy and Richmond.
Oh, it was close.
A bit hard because Richmond weren't in the comp in 1901.
Well, hang on. Let me go back and have a look at...
Who said that?
Giggs, who's...
Isn't he a soccer player, Ryan pretty, Giggs?
No. Giggsy.
Joshua Kay has already said that the last time they drew was actually a year after the Spanish flu had gone, or a year before. So
we might be able to tap into Jack Higgins, who's being interviewed by the host broadcaster on return. 13 disposals, one goal, one.
But it was good.
Did you ever have any doubt, Jack, that you could get back to where you are tonight?
Oh, geez. Well, when I first heard the news, I thought I was no chance of getting back. I thought... That was the end of me, that was the end of my career, and because I love footy so much, I was like, oh, geez, this is a massive debt for my life. But deep inside of me, I knew that I could come back, and when I was going through all the surgeries, I was thinking, at least it doesn't happen to my parents, my close friends, because I knew I could get through it. I wouldn't know how other people would, so, yeah.
Jack, we've just got, just next to you on the screen here, a shot of you in the hospital and the scars on your head. Is it true that you thought at one point you may never walk again and you'd have a carer for the rest of your life?
Oh, 110%. I had awesome surgeons, doctors, Anne-Marie. Shout out to her. She's a star.
Give them all a shout out. They deserve it.
Carlos, yeah, if you're watching. Probably not watching, but yeah, it was... Yeah, and I couldn't see for really the first 4 weeks. So I was coming back. Couldn't watch any Netflix, anything, and I had the great support of my parents and everyone else, so I'm just grateful for them.
I mean, a lot of people, obviously, with what's going on in the world, isolation and everything else hasn't been great for a lot of people. How much has it helped you get back to being here, given that you've had so much time to get yourself right?
Oh, I know, the isolation thing is probably tough on a lot of people around the world, but and Australia, but it helped me so much. Like, I don't think I'd be... even playing now, if it didn't happen, it sort of gave me a leg up, because when I was sort of starting the season, I was always trying to catch up mode, because I was in rehab until basically 2 weeks out from the GLT, is that what it? Yeah, GLT. And yeah, to come back and now and have a good run at it, yeah, it was pretty cool.
Did you give the three-quarter time address tonight, or are we waiting for a couple of weeks?
No, I wasn't giving it at all. I didn't even know what was going on. There was no one there. It was Fuzz attack.
Now, I have to ask you. I know, you know, fantastic to get back, but has Dusty had a word to you already in there for trying to take that mark in the goal square that might have been going through? Has he had a little chat to you?
He didn't have a chat to me. I thought it was going to get touched otherwise, yeah. So that's went for it. But I haven't seen the vision, so you'd be the judge of that.
Your goal, the mark, over the line, on the line, honesty system here.
As I say in cricket, you're always going to go with the batsman. So you got to go with the batsman. So that's all I'm saying.
We had a look at the replay and we couldn't work it out. So it was the umpire's call.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, I couldn't see it because it was right in the light of the thing. And yeah, I couldn't see it. So we'll claim it. I've been a bit unlucky with the goal umpire decision. So I'll take this one.
It's fabulous to see you back. We're going to let you go, but congratulations. I know the result wasn't what you wanted, but you've made a lot of people smile from being out there tonight.
Ah, praise God. Cheers, guys. Really appreciate it. Thank you very much.
It's Jack Higgins for Geelong Marine World. Cruising, fishing or fun, get on the water with Geelong Marine World in this fifth quarter for Signature Homes and City to Surf Solar. Of course, City to Surf Solar, you can find them on Essington Street in Grovedale. Geelong Solar Power and Energy Efficiency Specialist. Geelong and Hawthorn for us tomorrow night from 6 p.m. Matty Knights to join us from the Cats. Adam Uze from the Hawks. And Tony Wilson, the author of 1989. He's going to jump on for a chat as well.
I thought you were going to say George Orwell, 1984.
Played footy against Tony Wilson when he was.
I thought you were going to say he played footy against George Orwell.
I'm pretty old, not that old. 1984, old George Orwell. He's a good writer. He also runs Speakola, Tony Wilson, as well, which has got some of the great speeches on it. There's going to be massive debate, I would suggest, about the time of the quarters, because. Yep. a lot of those players, maybe they didn't get gassed out, Lee Brown. Maybe those extra...
Tonight? Well,
yeah, if it's... No, but I'm saying it didn't open up necessarily.
Well, KFC Twitter's gone into absolute meltdown.
About that, yeah. I reckon
the low scoring and the shorter quarters, the fact that it was going to open up and it didn't, blah, blah, blah.
There'll be a lot of discussion about the shorter quarters.
Who thought it was going to open up?
I don't know, Brownie, but you know what people are like.
The shorter quarters mean they're fresher, which means... Just because they're shorter doesn't mean they're going to score more.
Well, I'm saying the debate will be cute. I'm not saying the debate is right or wrong. No, the debate will happen.
The best thing about tonight, Koza, after such a unique preparation, is we think everyone's got through okay.
Yeah.
There's obviously a chance or a higher risk for those soft tissue injuries and those types of things when you step up the intensity. Although I don't think that's a full-blown... AFL game intensity with they're quite at yet, but everyone looked like they got through. Grundy looked like he had a little niggle somewhere. Stack got a little hit. Graham maybe a little niggle, but for all in all, there was no major soft tissues from what we could see.
The issue is a good result.
They're committed to the 16 minutes for the season, so 16 plus time on, and that's. But we are going back to 20.
But to come here tonight, no one would have predicted 36 would win you or draw you the game.
No.
Not in a million years.
Well, not when Collingwood had kicked 4 in the first quarter and 5 by the 6-minute mark of the second.
It's like an NRL score, 36. 36 all. Is like
You'd be happy with that if you went to an NRL game and got that.
It's an NRL score. That's what it's
the other thing, Kozer, is, you know, we spoke off air at halftime, Kingy and I, you know, we're talking about Jack Rewell, but some of these guys actually need... 1, 2, 3 games to roll into a little bit of form and a little bit of touch. And
it's, like us, probably.
Yeah, and it's really hard to get that through match sim at training against your own teammates because it just feels like training. So, you know, in 3-4 weeks, let's start judging it then. You know, over the next couple of weeks, it's going to be bloody tough for them to get some run into their legs, to get conditioned to playing footy again, conditioned to getting hit and tackled and thrown to the ground and getting back up and all those little parts that are so great about our game that, you know, it'll take them a little bit of time to get into some rhythm.
So Richmond and Collingwood, 2 points apiece. Collingwood now with 6, Richmond now with 6, so they are 1 and 2 on the ladder for the moment.
Let's have a look, can you just quickly at the round one scores, just a bit of a difference. Richmond kicked 105 points in round one, Collingwood kicked 86, Carlton kicked 81. The lowest score was the Western Bulldogs with 34. They kicked 5 goals, 4, and that was at
Marvel. They got
Marvel.
Slaughtered.
Dockers 57 was... Oh, actually, Gold Coast Suns kicked 4 goals, 5.
5, yep, correct.
29. The rest were... Yeah, 76, 74, 71, 57, 63.
But factor in for those games that it was the end of March.
A little bit drier.
Yep.
Particularly here. Oh, there was actually a little bit of rain in round one.
Players had come off only a fortnight break, having played in the March series, you know, 10 to 12 days prior, whereas these guys are coming off a 12-week break with only a month of training and only 3 weeks of that as contact.
Richmond and Collingwood kicked high scores round one. What do you think Hardwick and Buckley have been thinking about for 4 weeks? Defence, how do we stop them from scoring?
Yep.
Some of those games did open up and coaches had 3 months to think about how they're going to squash the game to stop the opposition from scoring.
And it worked tonight, Brownie. Both teams tonight had 2 goalless quarters. Collingwood didn't kick a goal after half time. Richmond held goals in the first quarter and then again in the last.
What were the inside 50s, Bucky?
Overall, Richmond ended up, I wouldn't say they dominated, but they certainly got on top in the end. They ended up with 44-32. That's an incredibly low inside 50 count for the Pies, just 32 for 11 scoring shots. So. Do you want me to run through some of the stats,
yeah,
King?
Yeah, please, for Kurz Hire. We're hoping to go into both of the rooms. We're just waiting to get some... it's a little bit harder. We'd normally send our boundary rider down there and be locked and loaded. And unfortunately, radio, no access to rooms post-game. So we're just waiting to see whether we're going to have any luck there. But, Bucky, yeah, Kurz Hire would be great. Of course, you can find them on Thompson Road... North Geelong Grove down Ocean Grove. Total Tools, as you can find on Thompson Road. Your local hire company since 1982. Give us some numbers, please, Bucky.
Well, Well, these lower counts, obviously, with the shorter quarters, those inside 50s are going to be a bit lower. So, same with the possession count. Richmond had 53 less disposals than the Pies. They ended up trailing in the contested possessions, Richmond by 10. The clearances in favour of the Tigers by 3, 33 to 30. And the tackle count, Richmond 70 tackles tonight. Collingwood only laid 29 tackles for the evening. That's incredibly low in a contested game of footy. Individually, the leading disposal winner on the ground was the Collingwood skipper, Scotty Pendlebury, who was excellent tonight with 31 touches and 3 clearances, 3 inside 50s, and ran at 68% disposal efficiency. Probably not at his best by foot tonight. Side bottom 27, tied after an excellent first half. Dacos 24 was good. Maynard was excellent down back, had a number of roles on the small Richmond forwards and did a really good job and picked up 23 himself. Adams was on fire early, had 6 clearances in the first quarter, only ended up with 8 for the game and 21 touches and a goal. Crisp 20, Howe 20 was outstanding tonight, 8 marks as well for Jeremy Howe. Phillips 2 goals, 1 and 20 touches was good. Degoey, a little bit disappointing, didn't hit the scoreboard, just 2 behinds and 17 touches, didn't have a huge impact, only ran at 29% disposal efficiency. Main 16, 15 apiece to Noble and Grundy, who also had the 33 hit-outs and a goal to Callum Brown from 13 touches. And for the Tigers, Hawley at 26, Cochin 23, 20 apiece to Prestia and Martin, Lambert 16, 14 apiece to Asprey, Short, Jack Graham and Vlostone, and Edwards 13. Lynch up forward had 12 disposals and 3 marks and kicked 3 goals, 1. Those 3 goals all coming in the second quarter. Jack Higgins, great to see him back, 12 disposals, 2 marks and a goal. And Shai Bolton, 11 disposals and a goal. A crowd of no one saw Collingwood 5-6-36 draw with Richmond 5-6-36. I've always wanted to do that.
It's been... hang on, didn't you do that in round one?
No, I didn't actually.
There were cardboard
There was actually some boundary riders at least down there in round one. They're not even there now.
That's very good from you, Bucky. Fifth quarter, thanks to Signature Homes and City to Serve Solar. What we'll do is we'll get another breakaway. We'll head down, hopefully, into the rooms at some stage in the next few minutes before we get off air and hear from one of the Collingwood or Richmond players, or both. Fifth quarter for Signature Homes and City to Serve Solar. As I said, thanks to the team at City to Serve Solar. Of course, your solar power energy efficiency specialists. You can find them in Essington Street in Grovedale.
The Signature Homes and City to Serve Solar fifth quarter.